Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
Reds Review for Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance.
It's time for Reds Review. Of course, for Club Marine Redmen, our good mates at Club Marine. Now, our review of the week is lip grips.
It is, and I found some good ones online here. There's a brand here called Tough Rigs Fish Lips, Grip Volume 2, which actually take the weight of the fish as well, which is really important because you need a brag.
Now, if you're unfamiliar what a lip grip is, essentially it's like a holding device, if you will, Edmund, with a couple of pinches at the end that you attach to the lip of a fish. And then once you release the holding mechanism around the grip, then those little pinches, they lock on and you will not drop your fish with them. So up north, we use them heaps. We use them less down here, particularly with whiting and the sort of general fish that we catch.
So you can get them for around $40, Pat. With the weight aside of it on, so you can weigh them. But it also has different reasons rather than just getting the weight. One of the reasons is it actually allows you to be able to remove the, say, treble hooks out of a lure. You can grab the fish comfortably and the fish isn't smacking around in your hands trying to throw the hook into your hand. You're not just trying to grab it.
Or you drop the fish and it damages the fish itself.
That's the other thing. You're not going to be able to drop the fish on the ground. But when you are handling the fish, certain fish you'll get away with a little bit more, but bigger fish, for instance, a big Murray cod or a big flathead or a big barramundi, make sure when you're holding the lip grips after you get the weight of them, so holding them down is okay to get the weight, but once you rotate the fish, make sure you support the belly of the fish.
Good point.
Because you'll snap the fish in half, literally. You don't want to hurt the fish. So, especially if you're releasing them. And quite often, if you're using these grippers, they are for catch and release. Get the weight, get the fish back in the water, because realistically, you can weigh the fish when it's dead later if you were to kill a species of fish. So, make sure you do hold the bottom of the fish and then support the head, support the mouth, and let him go. Get the weight of your fish for your young fella, and then happy days.
If you want more information on lip grips, you can simply type it into Google. Now, pretty much all of your major players, whether it's Anaconda BCF or your Tackle Worlds, complete anglers right around the country, they will all have a range of lip grips, and they vary in price, as Aaron said, starting at around $20 and pushing up onwards once you start to get to sort of your really expensive sort of stainless steel models. But if you want them for a long period of time, then perhaps it's spending that little bit more. That is Red's Review for Club Marine.
That was Red's Review for Club Marine. Insure your boat or jet ski with Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance. Check the PDS to see if this insurance is right for you.
It's Ty Power's Big Footy Final Sale. To kick things off, you can get the power to buy three and get one free on selected Toyo passenger car and SUV tyres. Ty Power's Big Footy Final Sale can't last. Visit typower.com.au now.